Kim Wilde, you keep me hanging on here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 8 minutes past six on this Tuesday, 16th of June. Good morning to you, folks. How are you, big man?
How are you, horse?
Not too bad at all. That was a pleasant surprise yesterday, wasn't it? With the old weather and stuff.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't that incredible? I was all set for a day of dismal, thundery horribleness.
I don't know where all that hell nonsense came from. What a cracker it was.
It was a belter. Absolute scorcher.
Oh, I sat in the garden the whole day. Yeah. The whole day just sat there.
I had hours on the patio yesterday.
Oh, it was like an old turkey. It was like a Christmas turkey coming in.
Yeah.
The steam and the smoke and everything coming off me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I wasn't expecting that at all. I knew it would be warm. I just didn't think we were going to get the glorious sunshine.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah. Like it's now, roasting in here now and it's awful.
Yeah.
But like yesterday it was so nice. It was just an amazing day.
So who got the thunder then? Did the West get battered with it?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I'm sure
somebody will let us know now. There'll be somebody on ranting.
I hope so.
Enjoy it, did you? What about poor us?
Now's your chance for the poor us text.
Let us know
because it was it couldn't have been nice. It literally couldn't have been a nicer day.
Yeah. Let us know, actually, just genuinely, if you know, wherever you were in the country, if you got the good stuff or the bad stuff. Because definitely, I mean, I didn't hear a roll of thunder at all. Anywhere.
All I heard was birds chippering and bees and buzzing and dogs snoring.
Right. I don't know where Babs is, but Shannon. So Babs was in Shannon. She said it was crazy.
Not mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, considering the island, like, a fella with a hurl now would have a good pop at hitting an old stone from one side of it to the other. And to get these different weathers, it's absolutely mental.
Yeah, Bab says it was crazy in Shannon. The mentalness yesterday evening, she said. But anyway, let us know. 087-188-0008. I have to say, I'll take more of that today if it's on the go, if you're offering.
I'm hoping it's as bad today as it was yesterday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that
could definitely live up to it being as awful as yesterday.
That'd
be great.
Terrible. Oh my God, I'd have to have an ice cream and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it, the t-shirt will be off again. Oh, steady.
I'm going to have to console myself.
Keep on moving from 5, 13 minutes past 6 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, Tuesday 16th of June. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Margaret says that they got it late enough yesterday, the old thunder. It was around 10 o'clock at night. So Margaret's in for Moy. Mad thunder in Galway City yesterday evening from Soup in Connemara.
Soup?
Soup,
that's
yeah.
a great name.
Also, Caroline in Cork says it was gorgeous.
Yeah, in Cork.
That's, yeah.
So there you go. So what was
but it? I mean, literally, for Moy is in Cork.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean where Margaret was.
I know.
But anyway.
Yeah, right, it's just outside Cork City, sure.
Exactly.
And one was having a... I don't know. Maybe.
So bear in mind, I think Babs was in, where'd you say, Shannon, right? So Len is in Limerick, says about 15 miles from Shannon, we got no thunder.
Wow.
Kildare was lovely yesterday, 22 degrees,
well, Kildare
according to Johnny.
Upon us, in fairness, here as well, isn't it?
And Babs was back on, said lights had to be turned on before 7, it went so black. Mind you, she was sunning herself in the garden up till 6. That must have been like the weirdest thing ever. It's lying out in the sun till 6, and
mine
by
was.
7, you had to turn the lights on.
Cheers, that's mad. What
wow, Shannon's like, a crazy place, isn't it?
This is 2020 all over, though, again, isn't it? This is just more of the weirdness that is the year that we're in. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
And did you see that? Yeah, actually, we need to talk about it today later on.
Okay.
About the 36 alien civilizations that are out there. Surely one of them is going to invade this year.
You know, bring it on, I say. Bring it on.
Surely one of those is going to get us this year.
Right, birthdays for you today. It's a sports special for you today.
Yeah, good
I should
stuff.
Really be playing a grandstand or something in the background for you. I think I will. Let me just have a jiggery
part.
Oh,
why not?
Why not? Let me just make up the rules as I go along here.
He's just fiddling with a Spotify there.
What will I play here? No, I won't play that. I don't think I will play that. I'll play this one.
Will
I play this one? Where is it? There it is. There.
Cheers. Thinking, are you
I'll
playing?
Just play this one.
He's playing Angry Birds on his iPad now. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Sports special on the birthdays for you
very
today.
Very nice. Very nice.
It is very nice. Except you're not going to be happy about where we're starting.
Oh God. Where this is? It's going to be. What? It's either tennis or golf.
It's not so much the sport, just the individual.
Oh God. Right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
It is the birthday of one. Jurgen Klopp.
Oh. Is it really his birthday?
It's his birthday today.
No wonder there's aliens about to invade the planet. No wonder there's aliens about to invade the planet.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Clippity's birthday today.
Clippity. I actually hate saying this. I hate it. Everything inside me tells me this is a bad idea.
What?
But he actually seems like he's all right, you know?
Seems like a nice bloke. Yeah. I know, yeah.
Of course.
There's nothing worse than when you mildly like somebody you're supposed to hate.
Oh, God. But I'll tell you this much, and this is true. He gets away with murder. And if he was anyone else's manager, he'd be in trouble all the time.
Absolutely.
He gets away with, look at him, Liverpool. Sure, they don't know
him
any better.
Well, mind you, him and Pep get away with murder.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true, actually.
Him and Pep are untouchables by the old authorities.
Jose would be shot in the backside.
Oh, Jose would have been quartered.
If he did half the carry on.
Hung, drawn, and
imagine
quartered.
Imagine Rafa Benitez doing what they were doing. They'd be like, get
it. Now, well, you see, to be fair to Rafa, he wouldn't have been able to run on the pitch.
It's very true as well.
Yeah, he'd have gotten excited, but he wouldn't have had the general fitness to get as far as the goalkeeper.
I suppose that's the thing. They'd be just there going, the problem is, Rafa would be in trouble because they wouldn't be able to get him off the pitch.
Absolutely.
He's after...
Then we have to call an ambulance. Yeah. Rafa's after collapsing on
he's
the pitch.
He's exhausted. He's after going past the halfway line. So Jurgen Klopp,
right, what age are you going to stick on him?
I'm glad we're getting this Liverpool, I don't know how to say that word anymore, Liverpool thing out of the way. I got to say, he's about, would he be like 52?
Not bad, 53.
Oh, okay.
53, not a bad. Right, it's a bit better for you, although, to be honest with you, it's kind of a... I was clutching at straws a little bit for the birthdays today, right?
Well, but at least... if your man is in it.
But I did find... a United footballer.
Right.
It's one that's on loan at the moment.
Oh, Sanchez.
No.
Oh, thank
God. Odion Ighalo.
Ighalo?
Yeah.
Jeepers, we really are, Colin.
I know. There wasn't that many, right? I was struggling for birthdays.
This is typical.
To be fair now, he's a boyhood United fan. Mm. You know, he's come back from China.
Yeah.
In the twilight of his career.
This is typical Jim now. He left one of the greatest managers in the game. Your man who's literally bringing forth the end of the world by having Liverpool maybe winning the Premier League. And then just to remind us where we're at. The very next one is Ighalo.
Hey, come on. Odion Ighalo. He's scored a couple of goals. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
He puts a shift in.
And he scored a couple of goals. There you go.
What do you want, man, for God's sake?
Times
are hard.
Times are definitely hard when we're here when we're forcing a celebration out of Odion Ighalo. I gotta say, Odion Ighalo, he's like, he's what, 28?
31.
Oh, God, okay.
31. Right, now this one, this'll bring it all back. This'll make you feel good because you love your boxing. Okay, so we'll switch codes, we'll go to the boxing. The legendary Roberto Duran.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. Jeepers.
Well, that wasn't the reaction I was expecting.
No, because, again, this is...
Champion in four different weight divisions.
But when you're taking him, it was just around the time, maybe, when boxing had kind of lost its shine, as much as OG and the Ighalo does when he went along. And much as the crack with Liverpool did when they started winning all the time.
Yeah.
He's about, what, he's about 58 now or something.
69.
Oh, jeez.
This hasn't gone well. My idea of a sports special for you.
Oh, my God.
This hasn't played out as I had envisaged it.
Now I'm not only hurt, I'm ashamed as well. You know.
Only the 11 years off with that.
Only the 11 years off.
Yeah.
And of course I'd be closer to Johan Klopp.
Right, and then the last one, just to really seal the deal for you.
Tuesdays are crap, aren't they?
Just to make it absolutely perfect. It is the birthday of golfer Phil Mickelson.
Oh, for God's sake. I have no idea what a Phil
I'll tell you what, look, let's give it to you, right? It's a significant birthday.
70 then.
He's 50, man.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I thought he was retired, man.
Classic hits. And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, weekdays from 6 a.m, reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks a million. 6:32. So, thunder today then, is it?
Well,
we'll see.
I spent the whole day yesterday literally sitting waiting for it.
And thank God it never came.
It was an amazing day yesterday in the end.
It was glorious.
Where we were.
It was glorious.
I don't know where. I mean, it seems to be very specific areas that got the thunder.
Yeah, like
literally Margaret in Fermoy.
And two roads in Shannon, but not the rest of it.
Babs in Shannon. And everybody else seems to have been okay.
Yeah, no, there was flash flooding. There was a lot of very heavy showers, I think, in the Western Midlands. But it arrived quite late in the day. I think people were sort of expecting it from lunchtime, which is exactly what the forecast said yesterday.
Well,
from I
was
lunchtime,
like a, I was like a
like
beached whale on my patio yesterday for hours, the entire afternoon.
Same waiting. Here.
Oh,
well, by all accounts today, in the east and in the south today, we should get a rumble of thunder. Heavy thunderstorms, they're saying, breaking out during the afternoon. Met Aaron are saying at the moment,
can you have glorious thunder and sunshine?
Yes.
Can you have both at the same time?
Yes.
I'll take that.
Yes.
It can make all the noise at once if it's beaming down.
Oh, I don't know. That's like a neighbour playing their music too loud. No, I wouldn't be into that.
But Met Aaron, the great get-out clause is they're describing technically the weather for this week as changeable weather and temperatures, which are around normal, apparently, for mid-June.
Oh, that's all right.
But I heard a nasty rumour.
Yeah.
That maybe, according to Carlo Weather.
Oh, here we go.
That we might be looking at some blistering sunshine next week. A little too early to tell, to give Alan his due at this point in time, but he's put up some very interesting charts on his Twitter page yesterday, which would indicate that if this holds, we could be looking at a cracker of next week.
Wow, oh, that's good. That's great.
Hold.
I wish I knew how to read those charts.
Oh, yeah, it's a picture. You just look at it.
Ooh, that looks lovely. Look at the colours, PJ.
Well, that's the point. The colours are bright, are orange verging on bright red. That's where you know you're in for a good time.
Yeah, you've always had a good time in any areas that are red, haven't you, PJ?
I don't get it.
You know when the lights and all are red.
Oh, that's right.
I thought you were talking about his farmer's tan.
No. I like a bit of that as well. In fact, it helps.
Big movie classic, of course. Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, have had the time of my life here at Classic Hits. And Don't You Want Me from the Human League in there as well. It's 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout about whatever's going on for you,
yes.
Always good to hear from you.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I tell you, so I've been looking at all the stuff that I'm trying to, you know, trawling through the news and all.
Mm.
So I think there's a little story we should have to do a bit later on. There's two things I want to talk about today, right?
Yeah, you sound like a man on a mission, all right. What was the thing earlier on? You said.
Oh, the alien thing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
The alien ground,
yeah,
okay.
So there's an alien thing.
Excellent,
I think we
look forward
go into
to that. Yep.
And there's a gorilla thing.
Right.
And gorillas and gangsters.
Excellent.
Who knew there's a crossover there? Now, the gorillas aren't working for gangsters. Although I wouldn't be surprised.
Well.
But
I mean, I've seen a few bouncers.
They didn't shoot Harambe last year for nothing, right?
Oh, really? Was he going to rat them out?
Well, that's my own thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I own thing. But there's this great story about this. All I'm going to say about it is this, right, before we get into it later on, isn't it gassed the way gangsters have a sudden, you know, they get this sudden really sort of bout of the understanding of fairness when somebody steals from them.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And there's a great story about a gangster turned artist who didn't get his way. And it makes me laugh, to be honest with you. The fact that it's Scottish as well.
Cool.
I love it.
Means you can use your special accent.
I think even the gorilla was Scottish. I can't believe they threw pictures of Marie. I moved to Attack, that was going to be a better life.
Right, so that's on the way there. We've got aliens and gorillas. I mean, what more, really? I mean, that's pretty much your entire show. Well, that's all you need to know.
It is. I'm an alien, you're a gorilla. This is the show that we're doing.
Also, we will throw in the chance for you to win a whole heap of cash, of course. We're up to €1,160 on the hit bit, so that's on the way in about an hour's time, a little over an hour maybe. And, of course, we've a cracking prize, a voucher for €1,000 for... What was it called again? Laser Sonics, was it?
Laser Sonics, yeah. That's it, yeah.
Health and beauty clinic. Loads of stuff. It's for women and men, by the way.
Yeah.
We discovered yesterday it is possible for you to have a fragrance of whiskey on the rocks. You can actually go around smelling like whiskey on the rocks.
Mm, not bad for a gorilla.
There's worse things you could smell of.
That's what yesterday, I wouldn't have minded smelling of a bit of whiskey on the rocks. That was the only thing.
Why, was there
missing
a bang off you?
No, there wasn't. I wouldn't have minded just having the ability to indulge in that particular type of fizzy in the sun.
Fair enough.
I just wasn't there, you know what I mean? And I won't queue for anything, so that was never going to happen. But
never going to happen. Right, so that's all the stuff we got on the go. I think we might have a bit of a delve into the old nicknames as well, I think we were talking about maybe, because late in the show yesterday, it kind of we didn't get a chance to follow up, and very late in the show yesterday, just before we signed up.
Probably. It was great the way you said that.
I'd say if the show goes the way it's going so far, we might be signing on. But just before we signed off yesterday, we ended up having this little discussion about nicknames, and there's a few belters in, so we might dig back into that maybe at some stage through the course of the morning. But whatever floats into your head, if you want to give us a shout, or if you just want to register to take part on either the Breakfast Table Quiz or the Hit Bit, of course, you can always get us 087-188-0008. Yeah, not a bad old tune, eh, to kick off at 7 o'clock.
What an amazing...
Top tune
now
for a Tuesday.
That is a belter.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Particularly if you want to register for the Hit Bit on the way in about 40 minutes time or thereabouts. And it is €1,160. ClassicHits.ie, of course, a good place to start to check out all the previous guesses and listen to it as often as you like. But Magic Mike is here waiting to find out if you want to take part. So let him know on the WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Now, PJ Gallagher gave me a very special request.
Yes, I did.
He says we're going to talk about gorillas and things like that. You know the song I'm listening for, Jim? He said to me...
It is. The only reason I want to do this story is so I can hear Tarzan Boy in the background. That's the absolute truth of it.
Because I don't want to interrupt your story, obviously, I have to... It is the instrumental version. Because I don't want you to be struggling to tell your story. Yes, now the intention wasn't for you to sing. You're supposed to be telling your story.
Okay, grand, I'll do the story. There's a great story of a former Scottish gangster, right?
Right.
So he's this lad, he was doing 16 years in jail, so safe to say he wasn't in there for pickpocketing or shoplifting, I'm sure. But he went into jail. Hugh Collins is his name, he's 69 now. And when he was on day release, actually, he went to the zoo one day on day release. Sounds very civilised, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, yeah.
And he created a couple of gorilla heads because when he went to jail, stone gorilla heads, he went to jail, he decided he was going to get into art. You know, something to pass the time, literally pass the time, as you do. Find a new way of life for himself. And then he was sitting down and, you know, his new life. He's living in the countryside now with his collie dog, Blackie, and the two of them were sick. They stuck on salvage hunters. You know, salvage hunters.
Right.
And there was a guy on salvage hunters in Edinburgh Zoo, and he's thinking to himself, I don't remember that I made a got that go, oh, here's it.
Sorry, you're going to have to translate that. I didn't understand a word of what you said there.
He says, I remember when I made a couple of gorilla heads in the zoo.
Right.
And then they sold his gorilla heads live. Well, not live. They sold it on the TV. He was watching salvage hunters.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant he just created them in prison as a sort of a pastime for himself. But he actually created them in the zoo. These gorilla heads in the zoo.
Well, he gave them to the zoo or whatever. It doesn't go too into the detail, but it just says on day release, he created some gorilla heads. They've been in the zoo ever since. Next thing you're watching, salvage hunters, they sold the gorilla heads and never gave them any money.
Oh my God.
And of course, gangsters, once they go to jail, decide that they're now suddenly into fairness.
Yeah. You know, it's the ultimate poacher turned gamekeeper.
All of a sudden, it's not fair.
That somebody would be ripped off.
Have a life of crime, that this money might be used to feed animals. Because Edinburgh Zoo is having a bit of a financial strife at the moment, and that's why they're selling off a few bits and pieces. Anyway, he's outraged, but he's obviously, he knows how to rein his outrage in. He's sort of saying, listen, I had no idea. All I'm saying is I don't remember ever giving them ownership of them.
Right.
I was quite happy for my gorilla heads to be displayed in the zoo, but when I heard they got sold for £1,200, I was pretty shocked, he's saying.
Wow.
So he never got contacted. He says he hasn't received a cut. His gorilla heads have been there entertaining people for a long time. You think
absolutely.
Be a little bit of,
and I'm sure, just by the sounds of it, he sounds like a very fair bloke.
Very fair.
I'm sure he paid the gorillas who posed for the heads.
Of course he did. You know what I mean? And in fairness, he's obviously not a serious criminal. He only did 16 years.
Yeah. To be honest with you, if you're the person who bought one of those gorilla heads and you found out that the bloke who carved them was a 16-year criminal...
Yeah.
And he wasn't happy. He'd be kind of inclined to... Well, I don't mind giving him an extra few quid.
I don't... I think he's all right. They've gone to Berlin.
The
boy was a lad in Berlin, and they've gone off to Berlin. So I don't think he's going to see too much of it. Or I doubt the zoo are suddenly going to give this man his address or anything like that.
Gotcha.
And it'll be a long way to travel to get your 15% of 1,200 quid or whatever it is. But he has been contacted by the zoo. We don't know where this is going to go.
Right.
But he's been putting it out there. The feeders are going out. And all we
it's
know
like,
is...
It's like a really bad Tiger King episode.
It is, isn't it? It's the Scottish Tiger King. That's what this is. Salvage Hunters, the TV show, have said, listen, we are inviting the artist to get in touch. So they're going to take it from there. And see
As
what
I
happens.
Say again, when you find out that, you know, he spent how long in prison?
Yeah.
16 years, right? He wasn't in for a parking ticket. I think maybe we better keep him happy.
But you did say he's a retired gangster, right? you know what I mean? He's a retired gangster.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the important part of this is that he's definitely retired. Him and like Blackie is his dog. It's not some hitman that lives in a house upside. You know. I just love stories like this. I love any story where it's like you said, poacher turned game.
Yeah, a bit of hypocrisy is a great thing sometimes.
Great thing, and it's gas. These fellas never see it. They never see it.
Yeah.
I might have robbed people for my whole life, and done 16 years for battering people, and they might have ran a car over a few people just for to see the look on their face. But this is my money.
Yeah, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman here at Classic Hits. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. We have to say happy birthday, PJ, to Gemma. She's 16 today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Big birthday, 16. Sweet 16. It's from her mum, Margaret, her sister, Katrina. They're all in Drumcollagher, is it, in County Limerick?
Think so, yes.
That sounds
like
a place.
Deadly day.
Gemma, happy 16th birthday to you. And also, just Mark has been on just to compliment you on your Scottish accent.
I was actually mortified. As soon as we finished that little link there, I pressed the button here and says to Jim, that's the worst Scottish accent I think anyone's ever done.
He just said it's almost as good as your Nelson Mandela / Ronan Keating impersonation.
What is wrong with that?
I was just, actually, I'll have the great man, his song from the great man coming up after the break. If you'd like to sort of introduce yourself, so to speak.
I never knew Nelson Mandela released a song.
Oh my God. Natalie Imbruglia Tour and here are Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. Magic Mike standing by. Let him know if you want to play. Try and impress him. He might just get you on, give you a chance at that €1,160, 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, by the way, as PJ mentioned. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you want to play. And we could get you on and have a go. And if you want to check it out, classichits.ie, always a good place to start. Now, check this out for a WhatsApp, PJ. Somebody just texted in. Cliff said, we had a spider living in our stairwell called Unnecessarily Large Jim. But I think that might not have been his real name.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
What a bizarre WhatsApp to send
in. Nice to have a spider named after you all the same, Jim.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm working out. Was the spider called Unnecessarily Large? Or was he called, and then he's just referring to me as Jim? Or
I presumed the spider was named after you, like he was
as
called.
As in Unnecessarily Large Jim.
This is Unnecessarily Large Jim. This is what we call him, yeah. He's called that because he has way too many, I was going to say arms. Imagine a spider with arms. Way too many
legs. Well, you know what I mean? They're interchangeable. Anyway, I think the reason that Cliff was inspired to send us that is that we were mentioning earlier on that yesterday on the show, just before we signed off, we ended up talking about nicknames and we ended up finding a couple of belters. Alan and Ennis had texted in to say there was a guy who was around his area. He came from a very wealthy family.
Yeah.
But he himself wasn't exactly regarded as the, you know, the brightest of sparks.
Well, yeah. Well, when you hear the nickname, they thought he was as thick as they call him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because basically they called him Yorkie because of the old ad, big, rich and thick.
I love that. I love that. And this is when we were talking about it yesterday, then people were sending me messages. Like a couple of lads were sending me messages about lads they went to school with and stuff.
Yeah.
And two of the ones that stick out most after, like just when you get texting with people, is a fella who was called Shergar because you could literally never find him anywhere. He was literally never where he was supposed to be. No matter what he was doing, you couldn't find him. You wouldn't know where he was.
That's brilliant.
Always going missing.
Shergar.
Shergar. He's been called Shergar his whole life because you just can't find him anywhere.
Fantastic.
And another one was called Cyclops because his second name was O'Sullivan. And in Irish, Sullivan is one eye. They call him Cyclops. But they're brilliant, aren't they? They're just brilliant names.
They're deadly. But sometimes it's so...
They're just so clever.
You have to think that it comes through a sort of period of deduction that,
yeah,
you know, gradually someone added a little something on until they become perfect. Yeah.
The best ones always tend to be that somebody kind of like, you know, whatever, as you say, somebody just thinks of it. It occurs to somebody and then it just sticks and that's it.
And that's it.
Forevermore.
And then you get them lunatics that try and make up their own nickname.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, no, they're sad sorts.
Oh, there's something wrong with them.
Just call me... No. Doesn't work like that.
That's not how nicknames work. Yeah. First of all, that's not even insulting.
Yeah,
it's got to be insulting. But we never did yesterday, and this is the important part, lads.
Yeah.
We never told each other what our nicknames were in school. Or what we used to get slagged.
Yeah, you see, the trouble is I didn't really have one. I was Jimmy as opposed to Jim when I was younger. So,
and you was never,
never
like,
really had.
You never had a Shergar or a Longshank or a How's Your Going?
For myself?
Or, yeah, you never had anything like that.
No. The only nickname I've ever had really was when I was older and with the golf and stuff. Sometimes we called Bull because of Bull McCabe.
Bull McCabe,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
all. I've never really had a nickname as such.
Every year I went to school, I had something different.
Are you serious?
Padgio and Gonzo and then
Gonzo?
Yeah.
Why Gonzo?
Because I didn't shut up. I was like that yoke off the Sesame Street or Muppet Show, you know. I was farting on
God, things. Yeah, it all falls into place.
And then there was another one then, like a guy, he said it once and it stuck. He was Triangle Head, right?
He called you Triangle Head?
Head, right? And the thing was, it came from the Bermuda Triangle, right? Because I had so many spots and they were, it was like, they went like from me, through my eyes and by me nose. So it was like this triangle of spots, right?
Yeah.
And the lad started saying, his face is like the Bermuda Triangle. It's like a face went in there one day, but no one can find it. And then they started calling me Triangle Head. So Triangle, or just Triangle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, thankfully now the skin cleared up a little bit and a face did come out of it. So snared, rapper.
Mike, did you have any, were you the victim of any particular nicknames?
First of all, it seems like PJ went to a very cruel school.
Yeah, well, before that it was BMX course face because there were so many lumps and bumps.
Oh my God.
Yeah, BMX course face.
Wow. But then they really put a lot of thought into that. They wouldn't just call you brunch or anything, no? Or?
No, BMX course face. And then when they went on, there was someone compared me to the Bermuda Triangle. And then it was called Triangle once. Triangle, and that was it. It went on for quite a while.
Something, they were creative.
They were very creative.
Yeah, to be fair.
No. Mickey.
Yeah. That's all I was. Jimmy or...
Well, I suppose like PJ
McCabe
as well.
The odd time, yeah, I suppose, well, but...
You know, so, but like my name is literally my nickname. My parents gave me the nickname.
Yeah.
And I've heard every version of that, from Pineapple Juice to Penelope Jack to Pajamas.
But were you Chris and PJ? Like, no.
No, like Paddy Joe or Patrick Joseph, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because me...
But all your folks called you PJ right from the start.
Yeah, I told you what happened though, didn't I?
No.
Like my ma came to me one day. I asked her, why am I called PJ? And my ma says, right, you're called PJ because, right, Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, right?
Right.
And we want you, well, being Irish is very important to us, so we're going to call you Patrick. And you're called Joseph because I was adopted, and Joseph was the first adopted father who adopted someone in the history and all this, right? And I was like, that's amazing. And I said it to my dad, and I says, like, my ma told me the name, why I'm called, and he goes, why is that? And I says, Patrick and Joseph. And he goes, none of that is true. That's what you were named after my dad, he goes. My man made it up to make me feel better. But my dad shot her out of the way. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
What are you talking about? You're named after my father. What are you telling this young fella?
Don't be making up stories, you big idiot.
What sort of story?
Go on outside. There's a storm out there. Go on out and see if you can fly.
Just call him Triangle like everybody else.
All right. So listen, if there's a good one, right, if you know of a good one, if somebody has actually put a bit of effort in, maybe it's somebody you went to school with, maybe it's somebody you worked with, maybe it's you yourself. If you've got a good, like, if there's a cracking nickname that you're aware of for whatever the reason, will you get it into us? 087-188-0008. There's bound to be some good ones out there, to be fair.
Oh, there has to be loads of them, yeah.
Shergar's very good. That's very good.
It's a good one, yeah. I have to say, I laughed when I got that text yesterday. It was pretty spectacular. And then I cried because I remembered my own.
Triangle Head. Yeah. So waking up happy with Triangle Head and Jim in the morning. 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth 1,160 quid this morning, which is a whopping load of cash to give away. This is what it sounds like. And it's going to be Valerie that's going to have a go this morning. How are you, Valerie?
Hiya, PJ. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all, Valerie. How are you getting on today, more
I'm
important?
Very well, thank you. I've been trying to get through since May to your programme.
Oh, right. Okay. So you must be fairly sure you might have this
in the
bag.
Oh, yeah. I think I have the winner here.
Right. What makes you feel so confident about it?
I don't know. I've seen the movie a few times and the song is familiar.
Right. Okay. Right. So this could be it. This could be the winning of it, Michael. What are you going to go for, Valerie? What's your guess?
Benny and the Jets by Elton John.
Right.
Okay.
And a great song too. Do you know how many people say to me, "I have it. I have it. I know I have it."
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Valerie, you don't have it.
Oh no.
Yeah. Which means, you know, it'll go again with Niall Boylan. It'll go again after that. After that. That's just the circle of life.
I'm gonna ring. I'll ring it again. I'll ring it again. Okay.
All right, Valerie, listen, have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, bye.
Cheers. See you, Valerie, take care.
I'm not sure Valerie got to fully appreciate your pun there.
No, I didn't even appreciate it myself.
I did. She was too disappointed to care. She was so certain she had it won.
She had tuned out long before Circle of Life was even mentioned.
I know, yeah. The problem, he gives the gag after the disappointment. That's the problem.
That's your right, PJ. I need to change my tactic.
Right, so Anne is waiting. Hi, Anne.
Hi, lads. All right?
Yeah, super, Anne. What's your story today? What are you up to?
Just arrived at work, so...
All right, okay. What is it you do? Where's work?
I work in Audi.
Oh, right. Audi, very nice.
Very nice altogether, yeah. What's your plans ahead of you for the weekend?
Nothing major, no.
Right.
That could all change now if we land a grand on you.
Change if I was right, yeah.
She's basically saying, yeah, PJ, let's see how much money we have to spend and then we make
exactly.
The plans.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, so, and have a go and try and give you some cash. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to go with Brian Ferry, Let's Stick Together.
Oh, right. God, I haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah, let's get that on. That's a good song.
Right.
Probably a reason why. Unfortunately, you'll have to sail out of here, and it's not right.
Oh, my God.
It's a ferry. It's a ferry.
Wait,
I change it. This is very, very disappointing for you.
Oh, dear.
That's the second one,
to be fair. Anyway, listen, Anne, have a good day in Audi. And keep at it. Keep trying at it, yeah?
No problem.
Cheers.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Right.
That
so on we go.
It wasn't bad at all, to be fair. It was very good, actually.
Yeah.
It was late.
To be honest with you, everything was going to sound good after the whole Circle of Life thing went astray.
Okay, that's fair enough, yeah. I think poor Valerie is still banging her head off the ground. That's a quarter to one, I think it is. You can have another go with Niall Boylan. That's right, isn't it?
Absolutely, quarter to one. Another shot at the hit bit. Yeah, Wake Me Up Before You Go Wham! Here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with us. PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Keep the nicknames coming in, by the way. There's a load of them in there. Magic Mike is currently scanning the WhatsApps. So he's going to reveal some of the better ones that have come in. If there's a really good nickname, right, a really clever one, not just kind of, you know, a doiler or a burner or whatever it is.
Or an O at the end of it, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. If you've got a good one for a particular reason, whether it's your own or somebody you grew up with or went to school with or work with or whatever, 087-188-0008. But in the meantime... PJ Gallagher is going forth.
I
forgot the start of the Star Trek intro.
Space, that's the final frontier. These are the voyagers of the Starship Classic Hits.
Absolutely. Spacers are us.
Come here, listen. The more we get into this year, I swear to God, the closer I am. Every day brings me closer to standing on the side of the road wearing a sandwich board with "The End Is Nigh" written on it.
Yeah.
Because, like... We're holding
up a sign saying, "Take me now."
Honestly. Honestly. Because what have we had this year? We've had killer hornets. We've had the pandemic. We had the Australian bushfires. We nearly had World War III with North Korea.
Yeah.
You know, with all these things happening. Brexit, of course. The joys of Brexit sleeping back into our psyche at the moment. And then, you know, now...
And the ever-present danger that is Donald Trump.
Of course. How could I... Yes, Orange Man Bad. How could I forget about him? And now they're saying... that aliens may possibly be arriving.
Excellent.
They're not specifically saying this year, but if it's going to happen, it's going to be this year. So as if the pandemic and the mortar hornets, blah, 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 wasn't enough research now.
And don't forget, of course, Liverpool winning the Premiership.
Ah, Jim, why? That's the hardest one to take, Jim. Oh, Jim, the star.
I just thought you may as well get all the bad news out of the way.
Oh, I'm going to need post-traumatic stress counselling when that happens. I swear to God I am. Anyway, as if the...
Maybe the aliens will intervene.
If you're going, lads, if you're out there and you're going to, please, when The blue team and the red team meet in Goodison Park. Around half time would be a great
to land.
That'll be a good landing point, I'll tell you that much.
So is, like, specifically any particular type of alien do we know? Like, are they friendly? Well, do we know?
This is the thing, right? So when you think of aliens on other planets, well, I think of other aliens on other planets, I think they're probably not intelligent. It might be just, you know, microorganisms.
Mm.
Or maybe something like a 6-foot pigeon or something just walking around looking with a...
That's when you think of aliens, you think of a 6-foot pigeon.
Yeah, things like that, you know, like everybody.
Vivid imagination, to be fair to you.
What they're saying... That there could be up to 36 alien civilizations. Now, when you say civilizations, you're taking away from the 6-foot pigeon. This is like, you know, communities able to maybe reach out or invade Earth, right?
Wow.
So, the University of Nottingham have devised an estimate, and that's what they came up with. That was that within our Milky Way, there could be 36 different civilizations.
Wow.
Researchers on this project, they've used this modeling data, and it basically looks at how life formed on Earth, and they've applied it to other quarters of the galaxy, and that kind of ascertains the amount of alien life that could be potentially out there wanting to communicate with us, right? So that says the entire mass of the galaxy, they reckon they have it narrowed down to that 36. 36 being the magic number that could in our celestial neighbourhood, Jim.
Celestial neighbourhood, that's probably like... I mean, like some ridiculous number in terms of the sheer size, you wouldn't even get your head around.
I know, yeah.
So really the likelihood of, you know, as War of the Worlds famously said, the chances of anything coming from Mars
are a million to one, they said. So, and didn't they say
but still they can.
And still Liverpool win. It still happens. Miracles happen. You know what I mean? Terrible things happen.
Look, you know, I see the other thing as well is we always assume an alien invasion would be a bad thing. We always assume they wouldn't be nice to us, that they'd take over, they'd become our warlords.
True enough, yeah.
You know, might come along and be like, how are you doing, lads? No way! You like hurling as well!
I know, and then, you know, the thing is then we'd be going, get out of here quick. If we find out where you're
from. Actually, that's it. That'd be your worst nightmare would be if aliens landed and they were friendly.
Sociable.
They were friendly.
The only thing worse than aggressive.
We come from the planet hugging.
We can't, yeah. We are much crack. Oh no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, if a lot of aliens landed and they got out of their ships and went, oh, I tell you lads, we're mad. You want to see us at parties? We're mad. I tell you, oh, and we're hilarious. Oh my god. No.
Next thing they're going to tell me they're Liverpool fans. Here is our captain, Jurgen Klopp. Oh, jeez, this really can't get any worse, can it?
Yeah, the lads, and there she goes. Here are Classic Hits, 8:15. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just realise, of course, sure, there's no particular worry about aliens invading at the moment. Even if there is 36 civilizations. Sure, with the restrictions in place, sure, they'd have to quarantine and everything when they came.
They'd
have to stay in their ships and all. They wouldn't be able to go out.
And then they'd be
have the crack.
And then they'd come off the ships and you'd get likes of me going, and they're not even wearing masks.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
that's it, you know. So they'd have to, I mean, I'm sure the restrictions wouldn't allow them to, you know, they'd have to stay in their ships. And
actually, that's the one thing that
travel distance alone.
If aliens arrived, they'd land, the door would open, they'd walk out and we'd go, hello, and they go, is there really a queue that long for pennies? We had to see for ourselves. We couldn't believe it.
God, I'm amazed. I thought there'd be sounds coming from your studio.
I'm in there singing away to myself. This is the best time. I'd be fader down. That's the main thing.
Yeah. I just assumed that when I put your fader up, it would be, you know, there'd be sounds coming from you. Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers? A bit of a PJ Gallagher mix there at the end. Listen, final call, by the way, for the breakfast table quiz just for today. 6 is the score to beat, and it is an incredible prize. You're talking about a voucher to the value of €1,000 to spend
on your head.
On making yourself absolutely glorious with the Laser Sonics Face and Beauty Clinics. Time to treat yourself. Lasersonics.ie. If you want to check it out for yourself, have a little look at all that they do. But most importantly, give us a shout, 087-188-0008. And actually, we have to say thanks to the guys at Lasersonics. They sent us in T-shirts, right? And they sent us in T-shirts that have... which, to be fair, for somebody like me, I mean, I have neither a beard nor a six-pack, but I'm quite prepared to go with it. I'd probably stand a better chance of growing the beard than the six-pack.
These are beards are the new six-pack T-shirts.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Beards are the new six-packs.
I don't know about that now. I know Mike is delighted to hear such things.
Yeah, it makes him sort of like, that turns him into Arnie.
I'm getting rid of my beard again.
No, are you?
Yeah, it's going to go again. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have to say, I thought you looked better as a cleanly shaved individual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you?
Say,
no, yeah. I think I like him hirsute.
The problem is, I like everyone. I can't get a blooming haircut. So when I shave my beard off...
Have you heard of the guys at lasersonics.ie?
They're not doing haircuts now, are they? Unless they send haircuts in the post.
I don't know what. Yeah. Anyway, listen. Final call. 087-188-0008. Now, Magic Mike is about to reveal. Earlier on, we were talking about nicknames, and we wanted to see if we could find any that would live up to some of the ones that we had yesterday. We still think that some of the leading lights. In fairness, your one earlier, Shergar, for the guy that could never be found.
Yeah, I got a text.
That was good.
That was a good one. I think
we really like Alan in Ennis. The lad he was telling us about. The lad who was from a wealthy background, but not the brightest.
Yeah.
He was called Yorkie.
Big, rich and thick, yeah.
Big, rich and thick.
That's great.
18 inches from yesterday was good. Come
18
on.
Inches is pretty good.
The lad who lost part of his foot and he had a foot and a half, so he became known as 18 inches.
I'm still quite
harsh, but it's kind of funny.
I'm still happy with Triangle on coming, even though it was my own subscription to this. You know, the old Triangle head. Because a face went into a triangle of spots one day and nobody's ever seen it since.
Oh my God. Anyway, Mike, anything to compete?
So Ryan was on, right? And Ryan was in the army and, you know, there were loads of nicknames.
Oh, I can only imagine what it's army. Like. Imagine school is nothing to that lad.
Now, I've heard of a few of these before, so these obviously do the rounds. But the lads who would never go out on a night out, you know what they were called? The Olympic Torch.
They never go out.
Because they never go out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's clever. They also I like it.
A guy called Wayne Bruce, his nickname was Man Bat.
We had that one yesterday.
A fellow with ginger hair was called Fanta. Someone texted him, it's kind of harsh. But
this one
I really love. Daz played football with a guy who couldn't head the ball straight, right? And to this day, he's called 50p.
That's fantastic.
The old head like a 50 pence piece.
That's
brilliant.
Fantastic.
Is that a known thing?
Yeah. Obviously, if you're not a bad footballer, Mike, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, yeah. That's why Mike was too good.
If you're not a terrible footballer, you wouldn't know.
Knew a guy called Enda May. So his mates called him June.
Oh, I was saying that yesterday.
Was that,
yeah.
Was that your one?
Yesterday.
Did you text in, PJ?
No, I didn't text his in.
I'm wondering whether to believe half these.
Some of them are
now. Probably
a bit dubious, but you never know.
Yeah, they're a bit urban myth. We had a guy in school called Chops because his dad was a butcher, says Kevin.
Chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's just, and it's the da. That's the real proper definition of the sins of the father will be going to the son. Although that's not the saying at all.
Brendan was called Huckleberry because he was always on the river fishing.
Huckleberry?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's that?
As in Huckleberry Finn.
I didn't know Huckleberry Finn was a fishing story as well.
It's not quite a fishing story.
No, it's about
but
being on the river.
Yeah, and all that.
I thought it was about painting a fence, but anyway.
Huckleberry Finn?
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
What do you mean? Painting
a
fence.
Whitewashing the fence, isn't that a thing, no?
But that might have been, but they might have done that as well.
Never.
I tell you something.
Never,
if a famous novel was ever written about painting a fence, that'd be the best thing ever.
Well, now you know why I never read it.
Of course, that classic literature piece about the painting of a fence.
No, you know why I never read it. I was there. What? That sounds like a crap story to me.
Is that what the Man Friday one, is it?
No, that's Robinson Crusoe.
Oh my God.
Jeepers.
What are you people like?
Me, I'm being trapped in an island or painting a fence. I'll take the fence, to be honest with you.
And then, kind of a simple one from Tom. He says, my second name is Coffee, so my mates called me Irish. Which isn't great. God, this is a tough crowd.
He's gone down. He hit the big... He got his hat trick there early on in the game.
Okay, one final one for one of the lads who was always a bit slow but moving in work. He was called M50.
Slow but moving. That's very good. That's very good, actually.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Right, listen, I'll tell you what, we'll leave it open, right, for another little while in case that's inspired your memory of whether it's your own, as I say, or somebody you worked with or went to school with, whatever it is. 087-188-0008, let us know.
Or if you have any books about whitewashing the fence, I'd love to hear about them.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Yeah, big one this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. A voucher to the value of €1,000 to spend at the Lasersonics Face and Beauty Clinic. It's time to treat yourself at lasersonics.ie. It's a prize for men and women, all genders, because they've got absolutely everything. You can check out that website, obviously, lasersonics.ie. At your leisure and find out exactly what it is. But there's a whole range of skincare products, the likes of the Redform skincare range, anti-aging packs, moisturizers, you name it, sun creams. There's the $1 million facial, which sounds absolutely amazing. I'm desperate to get that. Why are you speak up?
I didn't
up.
Turn myself on there.
Turn yourself on.
I was
for
getting
a minute
carried
there.
Away. I was fondling my face, trying to look for inaccuracies.
And there's also the Celtic Rebel range of products as well. Beard oils, beard balms. We mentioned the tattoo balms, especially for PJ. Hair oils, all sorts of stuff. Grooming kits.
All of that crack.
All you need. Yeah. And of course, the amazing fragrances as well. The one we're particularly enamoured by is Whiskey on the Rocks. I mean, eucalyptus, cedarwood, lemongrass, they all sound great, but Whiskey on the Rocks, that's quality.
I don't even know what you said after that.
Exactly.
Six to score to beat, which means seven or more will put you in the lead, which is a pretty good place to be. And Sandra is going to have a go first. Hey, Sandra.
Hi there.
Oh, yeah, I said first. You're our only player today. How's it going, Sandra? You well?
I am, yeah. Thanks.
What's the crack? What are your weekly plans, if you have any?
Working from my kitchen table.
Ah, lovely.
It's all about location, Sandra, isn't it? It's all about location. That's a great one, though.
I hate it. I'm trying to get back to the office.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's gas, isn't it? It's really split sort of down the middle. Some people love the, being at home and not having to do the commute and stuff. And other people like yourself just can't wait to get back in.
Do you not love the idea of just being able to sit there doing your work in your slippers, no?
No.
Fair enough.
I think I like getting dressed.
That's overrated.
Oh, I think so.
I mean, we come in here to work and we don't get dressed. Yeah. And I mean, it's like, so, to be honest, it's overrated, isn't it?
Yeah. Now I will. Like Jim is moaning about me wearing the same pyjamas all the time. But you know yourself.
Right, come here. Listen, Sandra, the good news for you is it's only six to beat, right? That's got to give you a fighting chance of going for this. It's a big prize. Six to beat at the moment. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Best of luck, Sandra. Here we go.
Which period of early history precedes the Iron Age?
Ice Age?
Bronze Age. What is the largest park in Manhattan, New York City?
Central Park.
What is a baby panda called?
Cub.
Yeah, in Star Wars, which character is Princess Leia's father?
Darth Vader.
The American director Quentin Tarantino achieved fame with the film Reservoir What?
Dogs.
According to the Bible, which garden was the home of Adam and Eve?
Eden.
Which Hollywood star became the Princess of Monaco?
Grace Kelly.
Yeah, in the game of chess, which piece can move two squares forwards and one square to the side?
The Knight.
Which football team had a UK top 10 chart hit with Anfield Rap?
Liverpool.
Yeah, in which hit industry does the cartoon character Homer Simpson work?
Nuclear.
Complete the title of this children's book, James and the Giant What?
Peach.
In what card game is a full house and a royal flush strong hands?
Poker.
Which phobia describes the fear of spiders?
Arachnophobia.
What team played their home games at Old Trafford?
Manchester United.
Which British film is about a group of unemployed Sheffield steelworkers who become strippers?
The full Monty.
Yeah!
That was a good run.
That was a cracking score. My God, that's going to take a bit of beating today, or this week.
Working at home suits you, Sandra. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any ages except the ice.
It's a well-known thing that most of your brains are in your slippers.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's a long-established fact. Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14!
Oh, wow. That's a huge score, Sandra.
Whopping score, Sandra. Well done.
Thank you.
Not a bad look.
She's a hard woman to impress, isn't she, Sandra?
If you don't mind, lads, I'm getting back to work.
Yeah, excuse me, will you? Me tea is going cold here. I'm sitting at my kitchen table in my slippers. My tea is going cold. Get on with it.
That's not because I don't drink tea.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
She would have been happier with her workmate standing around the office applauding her, you see.
Listen, Sandra, I think you're well on your way towards that €1,000 voucher for lasersonics.ie, but who knows? We've got a few days left to play, but well done. That's a cracking score.
There's always competition out there.
Absolutely. Cheers, Sandra. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself. Bye, Sandra.